his arm, did it with his feet. But the storyline that will linger in the bye week, which the guys talked about too, could not have come at a better time, is the status of one Ches Malusi. If you saw the game, you saw the injury, there's a reason why they didn't show it again. And again, with a bye week now, and Braylon Allen's been dinged up too. We talked about that last week in the post game because a lot of you out there listening are going, why do we see more of Braylon? We got dinged up in practice leading into the game last week. So that bye week could not come at a better time. Here's the thing to remember, okay? And we'll talk about the penalties and that type of stuff. And I know there's a part of Badger Nation that's going to chime in and go, you know what? You got to clean that stuff up because when you're home against Ohio State, you can't let that happen against Iowa. This team is growing. This program is getting better. A lot of things that we saw that were certainly deficiencies through the first 3 weeks of the season, I thought they got better tonight. I thought the offensive line still had some mistakes. Not going to give them a pass on this, but I thought overall they played better tonight. I thought the play calling from Phil Longo, and now you see why they brought in Tanner Mordecai. Now you see why they brought in the receivers. I mean, C.J. Williams, people have been clamoring for that for a while, and C.J. Williams had, as you said, Nick, a breakthrough game tonight.
He did, and we'll say this. The question was if they could start, and if they could start hot, and it was red hot from just the rip. I mean, they pulled out the plays that we didn't even know they had. They had that wide receiver reverse pass to Mordecai for 19 yards right away early in this
game.
And
then they pulled it out again just for a special two-point conversion.
I don't know if it was quite the Philly special, but many people were calling it the Philly special. Now we can call it the Philly, as in Phil Longo, special.
Go. Yeah, so, there you go. I like that.
Yeah, we can do that. And it was wonderful, man. It was a half that we all wanted for, 21-3. Going into the break is far different from what we've seen.
So here's how you connect with us tonight. 414-799-1973. 414-799-1973. Also, you can hit me up on Twitter at Badger Postgame. I'm not going to try to spell your name, Nick, so you can do that on Twitter, also known as X.
Yeah. Nick, N-I-C-K, Brusewitz, B-R-U-E-S-E. W-I-T-Z.
You know, it's radio. You can change your name anytime you want.
Yeah, Tim Scott over here, am I right?
And we should not forget to mention that you are not related.
I am.
You are related to Mike Brusewitz.
You know what? It boils down to this.
The former Badger basketball legend.
It's been a while since my father and I have talked about it, but he has told me that we are related to the Mike Brusewitz family, Brusewitz, former Badger. All I say is this, it's a nice icebreaker, and even if I'm not related to him, I'm not going to dig deep enough to find out. I'm just going to use it. I'm going to keep saying it. And he zapped all the physical abilities out of my body and absorbed them into his and became a carrot top legend here in Madison. But I'm here, Brusewitz's name, staying in Madison, and I'm going to try and make it bigger and better than Mike.
All right, so it's weird for us. It's a Friday night. But you know what? The Badgers get it done. 38-17 was the final tonight as our Ford postgame show continues. Stations along the network, we need to pause 10 seconds for an ID. 10 seconds for station identification. This is Badger Football from Learfield. All right, let's look at some numbers on this game tonight. Of course, the most important number is 38. That's what the Badgers put up. Tanner Mordecai tonight, 17 of 27 through the air, 174, and no touchdown passes. That, I'm still trying to figure out the call on the grounding call.
In the
second half of the end zone. That was a little strange to me.
I believe that was a back-to-back penalty for the Badgers. They had gotten the intentional grounding and then a false start, which led to a field goal. So you see that in the Wisconsin, you know, their plays that they scored on, and you say, hey, why do they have a field goal here instead of a touchdown? Well, a questionable through the back of the end zone intentional grounding. I asked you, I said, hey, have you ever seen it where he throws it through the back of the end zone and it's called a grounding? And you said, hey, you know what? There was no receiver there.
Well, it was uncatchable. That's why they called it as they did.
It's just,
You know, we'll stay on the offensive side of the ball tonight. Braylon had 16 total for 116 and the two touchdowns. Tanner Mordecai in that first half, doing it as much with his feet as he did with his with his arm. 14 for 58 and the two touchdowns. And as you heard Luke talk with Mike Heller a few minutes ago, a lot of that was unscripted. I mean, it's basically the read option. That's what it is. If you see it, take it. And I thought for the first time tonight, this Badger offensive line played, started to figure it out.
Yes.
Did some great. I mean, there was a point in the game tonight where Tausch talked about it seemed like he had almost 10 seconds to throw the ball. I thought from a pass blocking standpoint, some key third down throws by Tanner tonight. Again, this is why they brought this guy in. I mean, he looks like a 6-year senior.
Oh, he killed it today. And yes. He proved why those that considered him a lateral move from the prior quarterback are wrong, in the sense that he has shown that when it collapses, he can remain poised. So tonight we finally got to see what he looks like without a broken play, without the broken pocket, with the ability to actually examine the field and read his options and find the open targets. And he did it to a lot of different wide receivers. It wasn't just a one-guy thing. It was he reached each of his receivers in different ways. C.J. Williams, season high, catches and yards. And you saw DK get involved late in the second half. Pauling with 3 catches for 26. Bryson Green gets involved. That's 4 wide receivers and Skylar Bell to catch as well. And even could add a bigger one if had he not dropped it. But spreading the ball around, staying poised no matter what, and even finding ways to produce in non-traditional quarterback ways. Tanner Mordecai is proving why this extra season not only was valuable to Wisconsin, but for him personally as he tries to boost his draft stock.
It's interesting, too, when you dig into the guts of this game, especially the first half. We talked about the fast start. I mean, the Badgers come out of the chute, 8 plays, 61 yards, 7-0 on the play fake. Mordecai and the Badgers take that lead. But then it became a flag fest. And I, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, looking through my notes, I thought James Thompson had a great first half.
Yeah, and he had a great particular series that second time Purdue got the ball.
Right, but he had a great first half.
He was very much involved in the first half.
But he had a great first half.
You're emphasizing exactly what happened. He did the classic Houdini disappearing act in the second half. But we were talking throughout the game. We said they just don't have the guy on the defensive line or the guy at linebacker. How much it impacts the team to lose Herbig and to lose Benton and even Torchio as that safety who played linebacker, kind of a hybrid role. They don't have the guy, and they have seen flashes from a variety of different players, but no one to this point through 4 games has stepped up and said, hey, I'm the next Badger superstar on that linebacker defensive line front 7.
You know, it's interesting, too. As I said, we dig into the guts of the first half of this game. Wisconsin is up 21-3. They get the ball back. They hold Purdue to a 3-and-out. And the Badgers start a drive on the 25, if I'm looking at my notes right here. You get a false start by Fertney. You get a delay of game call on Mordecai. So now it's a 3rd and 16. Mordecai runs for 12. So now it's a 4th and 4. And you can feel momentum maybe shifting a little bit from Purdue's standpoint. And the last thing you want is to give them some momentum going into the break. And sometimes little things are lost. I mean, what they did from a kicking game tonight, from a field goal standpoint, was special. And how about Bertram at that point? And you have to give Luke Fickell credit, because prior to Bertram ripping off the 60-yarder, Luke calls timeout.
Yeah.
Calls timeout, settles the special teams down, and he rips off a 60-yard punt, so Purdue starts that drive at the 3-yard line, which subsequently led to the Ricardo Holman pick. They end the first half, and the Badgers go in the locker room very happy with a 21-3 lead.
Well, to circle back to that possession, too, there was a false start on Fertney, like you said, and then a 9-yard completion, first down to Will Pauling. So backed up from the penalty, they still get the first down, and at that point, 8 for 8 on third downs in the half. Hadn't failed a third down. And so then you saw a home run ball deep down the right sideline to Skylar Bell, kind of over shoulder catch. Not easy. I couldn't do it. I don't think many people could. Doesn't come down with it. Delay of game, loss of yardage by Malusi on that second down, therefore afterwards. So you got a 3rd and 16. third and 16, and this is before that punt. So then you see a 12-yard scramble by Mordecai to make it a reasonable punt to at least try and pin them back. And even though they failed the third down, it was a very valuable third down possession, third down attempt, where they put up 12 yards. And then you see Bertram's two punts on the day, and they were both, I mean, pretty solid. That first one, though, eliminates any opportunity for Purdue late in the first half.
I think as you dive into the second half, too, is that when Purdue seemed like they were building momentum and they scored, and the defense at times, not on the ropes, but the defense, you know, as we've talked about, the talent level that we've been used to the last couple of years just isn't there right now. Eventually, it will get there, but in that second half, you needed the offense to step up. And the offense did, albeit at times not 7 points,
yeah,
but they were 3 points. And the thing that frustrated me a little bit is that if you can play a cleaner game and you can flip some of these threes into sevens, you're blowing this Purdue team out of the water. I don't know if it was, I think it might have been Mike Heller today on the local pregame show in Madison and Milwaukee, when he said that as good as Washington State were at home, Purdue was not to that level. And Wisconsin, you know, again, this is a program, and fans are going to, you're sick of me telling you this. This is a program that's in the midst of change.
Yeah, and so is Purdue, but the Wisconsin showed where they are in their transition versus where Purdue
is.
Well,
I think part of it is, too, it's just a better program.
Oh, sure.
You know, it's a lot better program, a lot better players, and I thought they did. Again, granted, there's still a lot of warts here. There's a lot of things to be fixed, but I think they took a step forward today. The question is this. How do you replace Ches Malusi if he's out?
Well, I said it when it happened. I mean, as wild as it may sound coming out of my mouth, the back that you can afford to lose just based off of play style is Braylon. And hear me out. He might be the higher NFL prospect. The future is as high as anyone. But he plays somewhat similar to Jackson Aker. And Aker's going to be, you know, a B-level, C-level replacement if Braylon were to go down. But now you got two guys that are kind of the slower, the bigger, the bruising backs. And we're going to have to see who steps into that change of pace Ches Malusi role. Because there's no doubt in my mind that Ches is the faster, more elusive running back in the duo between him and Allen.
Well, I think what you may see, too, and again, the creativity of Phil Longo on display. And Graham Harrell has spent a lot of time in this offense as well. He was a Packer quarterback at one time.
Yeah, backup. You reminded me of that.
Tremendous college football player. But you saw a play in a couple of plays tonight where a wide receiver came in and lined up at running back.
Yeah, so Tyrone Tracy.
I mean, you may see some of that.
Wide receiver.
Depending on, you know, the injury situation
as well.
Who has
switched to running back. And he's who carved the Badgers, and that's it's interesting based off the fact that Purdue greatly had to eliminate the run at least as their primary go offensively based off of going down early 21-3 at half, 14, whatever. You can't run the ball as effectively knowing that you're racing against the clock. And if the Badgers hadn't hopped out to the early lead and Tracy had gotten, you know, a lion's share of touches and had 15, 20 carries today, if they would have gone that route, there's no doubt in my mind he would have carved up the Badgers like he did.
Well, but I think to remember, too, in reference to Ches Malusi's injury, this is not like, what are we going to do now? Unfortunately, this is the same thing that played out in the second half last year.
And Braylon's banged up, as usual.
So bye week couldn't have come at a better time. Badgers win tonight, 38-17, the final. Love to hear from you. We'll go back to West Lafayette with Mike Heller inside the locker room coming up. Again, touch base with us at 414-799-1973, 414-799-1973. I know this is the Badger football postgame show, but I have to tell you one of the wildest things I have seen in a long time.
You gotta like
was
it.
Was Rowdy Tellez closing out the Marlins tonight as the Brewers clinch a playoff spot. And a list of guys that have closed out historically for the Brewers to clinch a playoff spot. Never, never in a million years would you have thought it was Rowdy Tellez. And again, but this is the Badger Football Postgame Show. Our postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers continues in a moment with the Nick Brusewitz, who, yes, is related closely, well, semi-closely to Mike Brusewitz. Badgers win tonight, 38-17 at the Big Ten opener. A lot more to get to as we continue. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Chop the rim. all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at ShopThePig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wiggly, Wiggly, Shop the Pig!
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at ClaryBuilding.com.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter,
the defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Hey, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza. You know, there are very few things in life worth waiting for.
Pizza's done.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm starving. I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really...
It's so hot. It's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza is available in your local grocery store.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents, ready when you are.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Welcome back to the postgame show brought to you by local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Tim Scott and Nick Brusewitz filling in tonight for Billy. He is off doing his high school coaching duties tonight. Good news to report from West Lafayette. Badgers get their first Big Ten win of the young season, 38-17. The final, the downer, though, we'll have to wait and see. But if you watch the game tonight, or maybe you listen to it with Matt and Tausch, Ches Malusi's injuries did not look good. An ankle, they put him in an air cast right away, and they carted him off the field. And when Luke was on with Mike a few minutes ago in the postgame, he said that he didn't know his status. He was returning from the hospital, but we'll find out. And again, next week's a bye week, so that bye week could not come any better time. 414-799-1973. Steve is standing by. Steve, are you leaving West Lafayette? Is that what I understand?
Yeah, I'm in the car driving back to Chicago.
Well, I've got to tell you, you know what? Describe to me the scene, because on television at Fox Sports 1, it looked like there was a bunch of Badger fans in town tonight.
Yeah, across the field from me, there was. On my side, I think I just got a stub up, but I think I was on the kind of the alumni side, you know, the big money side, and red shirts were few and far between over there. But they're a pretty beat down fan group. They don't really get too worked up about it. They think their team stinks. They were booing the whole night at their coach.
0-3 at home now.
Booing at the refs at the end, of course. And I kind of agreed with them. I didn't understand that forward pass fumble call.
Well, you know the thing too, and again, you were there. We watched it from afar, but it looked like the officials let them play, especially when it came to how many times did you expect to see a pass interference call? And you did not see that on both sides of the ball tonight. So, but that's not why you called, Steve. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm concerned about, you know, we won. We held them to 17 points, but that defense is just getting gassed by quicker guys this year. And I wonder what's going to happen when we go up against some of the better teams. We don't play Michigan, do we, this year?
No, we do not. No, Michigan's not in the schedule. No, there are not.
Of course, Ohio State, you know, they'll be a challenge. And, the rest of the schedule, I think we're pretty confident we can compete, and win the West. But
Steve, I think you point out, Steve, and again, if you're looking for an answer, what I'm going to tell you is this. It's just that a couple of things are going on. One, the playmakers you were used to, and Nick, you touched on, no Keanu Benton, no Nick Herbig, and others from the defense a year ago. I mean, you don't have a playmaker. You don't have that guy, a T.J. Watt, for example, going back a few years, that comes off the corner like Herbig was last year. You just don't have that, the talent level. And Hunter Wooler is a special player. But special players to become great players have got to have other special players around them. You've got a great bunch of guys that play hard. But defensively up front, they're just, I mean, they're guys. That's what they are. They're guys that try hard, and they play really up to their ability, I guess. But just what we're used to, it's and again, I don't want to sound like I'm knocking on the guys because I'm not. It's just that we don't have those special players that we've had and enjoyed the last couple of years. The other thing, too, let's be honest, this is a completely different defensive scheme that they're running now, too. And it takes time to get used to that. So, you know, I thought one of the things that we saw more of tonight, we saw a lot more, especially in the first half, we saw a little bit more pressures than we had before. And I think that's part of, you know, getting comfortable and trusting guys. But, that second half concerned me a lot. I mean, defensive line did not play well. At times, you wondered where the linebackers were. There's a lot of things on film. And now that with the bye week, they've got plenty of time to work on them. So, Steve, I appreciate your call. I do. Safe travels, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Let's go back to West Lafayette. Listen in now as head coach Luke Fickell met the media after the win tonight.
We were, I don't know what we were on third down in the first few drives, but we played really well. You know, I think that they made it a game in that second half. They got some things rolling, and you know, they made some plays down the field, and you know, there's a lot of things we got to do better. But I think that for us to go on the road, our first time, you know, going on the road with this team and winning a ball game, and this was big for us. So we got a bye week coming up, so which is unique. Nothing like winning before you go into a bye week. Playing a Friday night game is unique as well. But I think what I just told those guys in the locker room is, you know, you don't get healthy on a bye week, but you can get your mind right. And for us, we got a lot of things we got to continue to grow in, and we got to use this coming week really, really well in many different ways. Yeah, I don't know exactly what the deal is. I don't know that it looks good, and they're hurting in there. If we lose him for a while, it'll be tough. He's not just a great football player for us. He's not just a great tailback. He's a bit of the heart and soul of some of the things that we do. And you know, because of all the things he's gone through, you know, all the ups and downs and the injuries, and to have the attitude that he has, he's a big part. If he can't play for a while, he'll still be a really big part of what it is that we do.
I'm not saying it's perfect, but offensively, is that a little bit what you kind of thought?
I mean, we can nitpick on some things, right? I mean, we gotta score some touchdowns. We don't want to kick as many field goals in the red zone, but that's about the only thing. Not turnovers, but penalties. I think that give them some credit. They drew us offsides probably three or four times tonight. But that's the rhythm, you know. I think when some people ask the questions about what do you guys want to be, and I say we want to be balanced. You know, 195 and 193. I mean, you can't script it any better. And we made some really big throws there in the second half when we had to, and it wasn't like we were just going to, pound the ball and just run it, because, you know, people today, they cannot allow that to happen. And these guys definitely weren't going to allow it just to run that thing out in the second half. So we had to continue to execute, and I thought they did a great job.
Follow up on Chess, is he here? He gets kicked, go to the hospital right away.
I don't know if he's back yet. I think they ran him over to get some x-rays and things like that. Hopefully he'll be back over there by the time we get back.
What did you just think of Tanner's decision making tonight, especially when he had goal off script or read if he had some of the running stuff?
No, that's where Tanner, I think, sometimes is best. And you know, they're two quarterbacks that I think you saw some of their versatility. You know, obviously we're talking about Tanner with ours, but you know, his ability to make things happen, his ability to, you know, move around, his ability to buy time is really, really big. You know, obviously he had a great big run down there in the red zone for a touchdown on a drop eight situation. But, you know, he's a threat in many different ways. And he ran it probably a few more times than we had all year. Some of them were designed in some ways, a couple option plays. But I think that, you know, from what they were doing defensively, they make it difficult in a lot of things you got to do. And sometimes you got to add the quarterback in there a little bit.
How do you think the offensive line kind of took a step forward today, especially pass protection in the middle of the field? It seemed like Tanner had a lot of time.
I think he did. And I think that there are some of those situations that are a three-man rush. But in a three-man rush, sometimes it's just about being relentless, right? Sometimes you can relax and let up. But that's what I think they did a great job. They did. You know, when they brought five, they did a really good job on the five. When they brought six, you know, the backs were in there. I think they did a really good job on that. And I think all in all, from where I was standing, I thought the protection was probably one of the, you know, the best things that we did all night. You know, and there's some things we got to do better, but, you know, protection was really good.
What went into the decision to go for two there
in
that last touchdown?
It's the book, to be honest with you. I don't not like we're trying to do anything different other than based on what the score is and what it tells you to do. Don't think twice about it. It's not, you know, a negative thing. It's just, hey, based on the score of the game and the time that's left, you know, the book says to go for two. And, you know, sometimes I go against the book. But, you know, the way they were moving the football, we had to be smart about what it is we're doing. You know, I thought they did a really good job at moving the ball. We did some good things at making some stops there in the red zone and getting a couple turnovers. But it never felt like, you know, hey, we're in good shape. So we had to kind of go by the book. I think he's doing a really good job. I mean, you know, we got to go back and watch, but he's the one guy that doesn't roll a whole lot over there. You know, I think we roll with Alex in the boundary a little bit more, and we've got to give him some opportunities to roll as well. You know, he came up big tonight. He made some big plays. He obviously had a pick, a really good play. We got to work on his return skills a little bit. I don't know. They said he stepped out of bounds about the 45. I thought maybe we had an opportunity to take that thing a little bit further. But he has been very consistent in everything he's done. You know, one nitpick. I think there's some things out there in the field you got to really tackle well. And you know, but I think that's some of the things that make it difficult when you have to play out there all the time.
Were you encouraged by the fast start tonight? Just getting out early, reoccurring.
There's no doubt. I mean, the way we started with three touchdowns. I mean, really the way we played on third down, I think in that first three series was what we needed. And like I said, it wasn't something we did different. Last week we hadn't had a turnover, and then all of a sudden we get six, and it wasn't like some magic thing we did. We just continued to push, continue to harp on the things that we got to do and the consistency in which we do them. And I think it starts with protection. I think it starts with the ability to play well in third down, and I think we did that especially well in that first half.
A little bit from Coach Fickle. He's at the media tonight in West Lafayette. If you're just joining us, welcome to the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Tim Scott and Nick Brusewitz with us tonight. 38-17, the final. Badgers begin the young Big Ten season 1-0, now 3-1 on the season. But again, this game is overshadowed, as Coach talked about, to the injury to Ches Malusi. Seeing some things on X and Twitter that said immediately after the injury, he was taken to the hospital for x-rays. He is now back with the team and will be flying home with the team tonight. I don't know if that's a good or a bad sign, but if anything, if you know, if there's, you know, Nothing broken, ligaments, that type of stuff. This bye couldn't come at a better time. And he is a key cog to this team offensively, and he does so many things. And the 1-2 balance between he and Braylon Allen just can't go. It is going to be a big blow for this football team. And again, as I said, this bye could not come at a better time. Coach also talked about third down efficiency tonight. The Badgers, 12 of 18 on third downs tonight.
And they were 8 of 9 in the first half. So they got starting. They started hot and they stuck with it, and they were still hot and they took that into half. The only one they didn't get was on a 3rd and 16 that Tanner Mordecai ran for 12 yards, made it a 4th and 4 and a beautiful punt off of Bertram's leg.
I think, was it on that drive where they settled for, no, it wasn't that drive, but prior to that, you and I were doing the math going back to the beginning of this season. At one point in the red zone, the Badgers had scored an 18 or 19 consecutive drive. Like, every time.
They've yet to go without a score in a red zone
possession. Either a touchdown or a field goal.
And they did it again today. And even if they were on the edge of it where...
Yeah, they were 6-for-6.
Thakos had to kick a 48-yarder, which would have meant that they were right there on the 21. So in the red zone, then backed out a little bit due to penalty, makes a 48-yarder. And boom. I mean, the Badgers have been efficient where they need to be efficient, which is they haven't turned the ball over much this season. They had one turnover tonight, and that was an interception that, you know what, I'll give credit where credit's due. It was ripped out of DK's hands by Alessandro, the defender for Purdue. Other than that, clean sheet, no turnover. We'll go back and say against Georgia Southern, no turnovers then. You go the week before, the fumble by Malusi. Reality is it was called a fumble, but may not have been a fumble. There were interceptions, but this team has not turned it over that much. They take care of business when they get in the red zone, and albeit they give up yardage, they aren't really breaking. They're bending very far. I mean, Georgia Southern, they gave up nearly 400 passing yards, but not much break. So, a lot of change. You talked about it earlier, where these defenders are adjusting to a new scheme, and these players are used to playing in a traditional defense, and now it's kind of a zone blitz, 3-3-5 disguise type defense, and so the defense is still learning. We talk
and
a lot about
the talent level
offense.
Is not where it has been in years past.
That's the question, right? And we were talking about it tonight. We're talking about recruiting. And we were talking about there being a hole in the recruiting.
And this is where this is where things get exposed a little bit. We're talking about the red zone stuff. Going into the game tonight, the Badgers had scored on all 12 red zone possessions, 9 tutties and 3 field goals.
Yeah,
6-for-6 tonight. So 18 trips into the red zone this season, they've come out with points every time. Every time. And tonight, they tally 38 of them, Purdue only 17, and the Badgers win tonight in their Big Ten opener. Time of possession, just looking at a few other stats, Badgers 33 minutes and 54 compared to 26:06. The big one tonight, though, again, unfortunately, is penalties. Mm-hmm. Badgers flagged 11 times for 70 yards. Purdue, equally big, not as many, but more yards, 77 times for 73 yards. When I think back in this game, Purdue's penalties came at such bad times for them.
And we were talking about it. We were saying, hey, no penalty is opportune, right? They're all not great, and they're all coming at times, and it's not helpful. But inopportune penalties really hurt. The Badgers had 6 false starts. So you take that and you say, okay, that's a 5-yard penalty, and it's a false start, and that's probably the most easy penalty to get rid of. You just get rid of the penalty by not jumping before the snap. But false starts versus holding, right? You saw 2 big plays early in this game for Purdue get called back because of a holding. And that's a backbreaker. And you say to yourself, well, they still get another shot at that down again. But it just strips you emotionally to see something happen and then have to walk it back because, you know, big number 70, whatever, just grab the inside of the shoulder pad when you really didn't have to.
Well, I mean, you know, it goes on both sides of the ball tonight, talking about penalties and inopportune times. You know, look in the second half, the Badgers get a break from Purdue on a kickoff. DK goes 39 yards on the return.
Yep.
Purdue's flagged 15 for a personal foul. And then a couple of snaps later, on a second, Jack Nelson is called for offsides. So now it's a 3rd and 14 incomplete. You have to settle. And give Vacos credit, man. Kid is just nailing it tonight. 48-yard field goal that puts you up 30-17. But as we lamented at the time, I said to you, man, that's where you can put them away.
Yeah.
And that's where those mental mistakes.
And I'll give you this. That third down was an incomplete pass after the false start.
Right.
And Allen got stuffed. And it could have been picked. And
yeah.
It went right through the defender's hand. So, I mean, you almost see the pendulum swing 100% the other direction. Because if that's taken by Purdue, that's still at that point, would have been a 10-point game, a 27-17-point advantage, a 10-point advantage for the Wisconsin Badgers. And Purdue with the ball, coming off of a possession where they had just gotten a touchdown. You just got to count your blessings, and that was number one right there for the Badgers tonight, is that they didn't throw that ball to the other team.
Well, true. I think two things out of that, though. You made something out of nothing where you got the 48-yard field goal, and then you kick it out of bounds on special teams.
Yeah.
But Ricardo Holman gets the pick, 28 yards, and again, then Purdue got a pick, but again, that second half, change of momentum, shifting, little things mean a lot. And the Badgers had more little things go their way. In the end, they win this game 38-17. As a team, the Badgers put up 402 total yards. We talked about Tanner Mordecai through the air tonight, 17 of 27. Did not have a touchdown, threw for 174. We were waiting for the C.J. Williams coming out party.
Mm-hmm.
It happened tonight. 5 catches, 56 yards. Let's go back to West Lafayette. Mike Heller standing by with a Badger wide receiver.
CJ, that's a great night to take you guys into a bye week. I know that the bye week wasn't the focus starting tonight. The goal was to start fast, and you guys did exactly that.
Yeah, I mean, area of concern, right? And it's just a matter of getting better every single week. And I think that's something that we've been doing, and this kind of showed that. Coach Fickle always says that our best ball needs to play at the needs to be played at the end of the year, right? And that bowl game, whatever, wherever we may end up, it needs to be played there. And I think this is just like a stepping stone to that. I mean, obviously we showed progress, and that's what you want to see out of a team, out of an offense. Obviously an area of emphasis was starting hard and starting fast. I think we did that at a high level. So
Tanner Mordecai continues to evolve, and we get to see more of his game. Tonight we saw his legs.
Definitely.
And his receiving talent, so maybe he spends a little time in the receiver room.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I just told them over there, I didn't know when I first transferred here that Tanner really had it on the ground like that. I watched a little bit of his highlights, but I think he's really put on display and put the world on notice that he can run the football just as much as he can throw it. And also he has some hands over there, right? He looked it into the tuck, which was impressive. So I think that's a little bit of him just watching me play on the sideline. So.
Yeah, I get that. Let's walk through. We talk about the fast start, but also when they inched closer later in the game, you settled for a couple of field goals, but in the second half, you were able to, when it mattered, get first down, stay on the field, and let your defense stay on the side.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can wish for, right? To get first down, move the ball down the field. Obviously, when we get in the red zone, we want to be able to convert as much as we can. And I'm not going to say it's not a bad thing, a good thing that we didn't do that. But obviously, we wanted to do that. And the fact that we came out to win, I think that means a little bit more. Obviously, there's areas that we need to grow in, right? Like any football team in this world. But when we get in the red zone, we need to score the football. But I'm happy with the outcome, ultimately. Like, our kicker, Nathaniel Baker, did a very good job of just sinking every single kick, every opportunity he had. So at the end of the day, you can't wish for anything more.
CJ, last two. Do you take a little pride in tight window catches? Because you had a couple of third down catches that were in snug windows and bouncing off defenders to get first downs.
Yeah, I mean, I take pride in third down catches, ultimately, because I think that's an area of my game that I've always emphasized and something that I've always took a lot of pride in, right? Is being that guy when everyone's on their feet, the defense may know it's a pass, and it's a long third down, I may be that guy that the ball's coming to. And I've always took pride in that. And sometimes it's going to be in a tight window. Sometimes it's going to be wide open. So having the ability to kind of do that and be that guy for this team, as well as we have other receivers that can do that as well, I think it's something that I really stress and I've made emphasis for in my game.
CJ, last one for you. On a couple of occasions tonight, you're that close on a shoestring tackle to going, and that's coming, right?
Oh, yeah, it's coming. I mean, the rack is coming. They've seen it in practice. Yeah. I get after it a little bit. I get on our DB's butts. But I'm not going to blame any exterior factors. You know, the shoelace tackles. I mean, he made the number 16 made some really good plays when the ball was in my hands. I felt like I gave him the right move. It's maybe just a matter of getting out of there faster. So, obviously, I'll take note of that one. Hopefully break a couple in the future here.
CJ, enjoy the bye week. Thank you.
good to see C.J. Williams have that breakthrough game we've been waiting for tonight. His longest catch, some 20 yards. D.K. led the way tonight. Only three balls, but had 67 yards. His longest was 34. We need a break as we continue. Badgers win over Purdue tonight in West Lafayette. 38-17, your final. Stay with us. More to come. The local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Is it just me, or is it always a struggle to take a good family pic? Between getting everyone to smile and finding outfits, it's not easy. Luckily, Kohl's has 15% off styles that are perfect for our upcoming photos, and the rest of fall, too. I got myself a flannel for $27.99, my daughter jeans for $24.99, and more. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash, which put a smile on my face. Now, to get one on everyone else's. Select styles. Offer in September 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Hey, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. You know, there are very few things in life worth waiting for.
Pizza's done.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm starving. I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really...
It's so hot, it's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza is available in your local grocery store.
On the football field, talent comes in all shapes and sizes. Off the field, the same goes for Chevy's family of SUVs. From compact to midsize to full size, there's one for every Badger fan. Like the all-new Trax. It's bigger, bolder, and more refined than ever. There's the stylish and versatile Equinox and the roomy Traverse with third row seating and tons of cargo room. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
Hey, welcome back tonight to the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, Tim Scott, Nick Brusewitz. Badgers winning tonight in their Big Ten opener, 38-17. Now time to select the energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you.
T.J. Sheffield, slot left, motions to the right. Card reads, keeps, back to throw, looking, tight pocket, throws right side, hangs up in the air, picked off at the 30. Ricardo Holman, 35-40, weaving left, 45-50. Holman to the 45 into Purdue territory. Second interception tonight for Ricardo Holman. Oh, a big play for Wisconsin as it turns Purdue back when it was on the brink of really making this interesting.
Mm-hmm. That is our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. He always says the right things at the right time.
Yeah,
Matt
LaPay
was spot on with that. The Badgers, we were talking about this in the last segment, Nick. They settle for that 48-yard field goal, so it's 30-17. And Purdue got a little mojo.
Yeah.
They're moving the ball down the field and kind of carving up the Badger defense at that time. But Holman made his second pick of the game. And you know what? That was, for me, that was the turning point of this game.
Yeah, I mean, Purdue's coming off of back-to-back touchdown drives where they come out at half down by 18, and they scored back-to-back touchdowns to near it to just 10 because the Badgers squeeze in one of their own, a field goal in the middle. And, man, Holman, second interception, and he was right in that new almost scheme in the sense that he was in his zone, mm-hmm. not naturally matched up man-on-man. He was sitting right there. We saw an interception against Georgia Southern, multiple in the zone, but Maitre was the one against Georgia Southern that I most noticed was he was sitting. And right there, it almost looked as if he had run a curl route and caught the interception. Holman, a little bit more traffic, went around, and then that return was huge as well.
Here's the one thing Badger fans are going to have to get used to, I think, as the season progresses on the defensive side of the ball. When you look at the leading tacklers tonight, they're all from the secondary. Your safeties and your cornerbacks, that type of stuff. Linebacker core, I mean, James Thompson Jr. had a good first half. He finished up with six totals tackles tonight, six solos, but Zachman and Hunter, both Wooler, both tied with seven to lead the team tonight. I take that back. Jake Cheney also had seven tonight, but the guys talked about it on their portion with Matt and Tausch that Alexander Smith, I thought, played a really solid game tonight, too.
Yeah, he's not going to show up on the stat sheet in any super spectacular way. He didn't get an interception. He didn't force a fumble. He didn't recover a fumble. He only had four tackles, but he had four pass breakups, and that's huge. And most notably, at least to me, was late in the game. The game was already in hand, but it's that high IQ play where Deion Burks goes up for a touchdown catch for Purdue, and Smith gets underneath him and gets him out of bounds before he can land inbounds for a touchdown. That is Burks. And so Smith is stepping into a bigger role this year, right? We saw the more experienced secondary, more experienced defense kind of move on with their lives after last season. And Smith now steps up. Holman steps up into these starting roles. And at least in West Lafayette tonight, they took care of business.
Well, I think that's the end. The thing, my takeaway with this tonight was that, listen, it's the Big Ten. You're on the road. You stepped your toe last time you're away from home. You learned from it, and now you have adversity. Because who knows when Chez Malusi is coming back, if he will come back, based upon what we saw in that injury tonight. Keep your fingers crossed, but again, I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV nor the radio, but there's a reason why they didn't show that more than once.
You have suffered the injury.
Yeah, I have suffered
an ankle injury.
So I saw it. I went, I've been there. But what Luke talked about was what will be lost on the field. Yes, it's an impact, but he talked more so about locker room leadership and that type of stuff.
I've been at player availability each of the last few weeks, and Chez is one of those guys that you look at and you say, this is a leader. This is what he does. He is someone that everyone looks at. And when he had the fumble against Washington State, you know, he wore that on the chin. The media asked him about it.
I don't know if he had the fumble at Washington State. Well, I'm not ready to let that go yet.
When he was told that he fumbled against Washington State, when he allegedly fumbled, didn't show it. It's, for me, a play that we haven't talked about quite yet, and I think is worth mentioning, is the high IQ play by Darian Varner, where Caden Johnson gets into the backfield, strips Hudson Card.
That was about as weird as watching Rowdy Tellez close out the Bruin win
tonight. It was a very weird play, but for a guy transferring to Madison with some expectations in Darian Varner, who hasn't quite stepped into his prominent role quite yet, maybe may never, you know, he recognizes the play's not blown dead. Maccabee picks up the fumble. He not only strips it, but he recovers it himself.
You play Varner until the whistle blows, man.
Well, and Maccabee didn't, and Purdue seemed to be lackadaisical about it, and the Badgers swarmed. That defense, we talked about it last week. Mumma Jongmeta and I did with Mike Heller after the game, where he said, we're a second-half team. We're trained to kill, and we do that. And that's what happened there. You just played to the whistle, and Purdue didn't seem to want to, I guess.
Well, 38-17, the final. Badgers victorious. That's the most important thing to remember tonight. We'll come back and we'll talk. Wait, there is not a next week. It's a bye week. We'll take a quick peek at other games this weekend in the Big Ten as we put a bow on this one tonight. More of our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show is coming up. And this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Celebrate homecoming with the Wisconsin Badgers at Camp Randall Stadium. Now is your chance to be there when the Badgers take the field on October 7th against Rutgers. With multiple sold-out games this season, it's time to act fast and lock in your spot for game day. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says, I need to go to the bathroom. And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back to our postgame show tonight. Badgers knocking off Purdue by a score of 38-17. Some final thoughts. By winning three of their first four, Wisconsin is off to its best start since 2019. Although, so there's some Badger fans out there who are still not satisfied. Badgers went 6-0 to begin the 2019 campaign.
I was a freshman. I remember that.
With a win, Wisconsin improved to 41-12 versus the Big Ten West since 2014. And here's a piece of little Badger trivia that maybe can win you a bar bet tonight. Are you hearing that? Tanner Mordecai made a 19-yard reception in the first quarter. Longest catch of Mordecai's career. And first for a Badger quarterback since
Russ.
This guy caught a pass against Ohio State on December 2nd of 2017. Can you name that quarterback?
I thought it would be... No, so it's 2017.
2017, yes.
Stave?
Is
that,
no.
Is that
no.
too late?
Yes, I believe so.
So,
December 2nd.
Oh, it's
Hornibrook. Yeah, Alex Hornibrook.
Yeah, that's right.
That would have been the Big Ten championship game on December 2nd.
That guy, a lot of people want to forget about him. But.
There you go. Bottom line is this. The Badgers now improved to 3-1 on the season, 1-0 in the Big Ten, and now they have a bye week. But you get healthy with the bye, and then Purdue is home. Or not Purdue, I'm sorry. It's homecoming. And you take on a Rutgers team that, and don't look past Rutgers.
Well, yeah, 3-0 right now. Yeah. Greg Schiano back in town. Who knows what will go on tomorrow night. But, yeah, it's a team, and it's a Big Ten team. So you can't look at them and say,
well, now you got Big Ten teams the rest of the way.
Well, yeah, but the idea is this. I mean, maybe someone out there doesn't recognize the Rutgers is in the Big Ten. But they've been in there for a while, right?
By now, everybody knows that.
Well, I don't know if Rutgers knew that they were playing. They weren't playing up to it. I can tell you that for a while now.
Well, Greg Schiano, they brought him back for a reason. That's to turn that program around because what he did obviously propelled him to much higher things. But he is back and seems to have turned that program around through at least the first couple of weeks of the season. You mentioned Rutgers. They play tomorrow at Michigan. That is an 11 a.m. kick on BTN tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Florida Atlantic. I had these games in front of me and then my computer flipped
on. Well, for that Michigan game, Harbaugh will be back. This is his first game.
He's not
back.
Running the chain gang?
He is back.
He's not running the chain game.
His dad will no longer be in charge, and it's
How
a home
crazy
game.
Was that?
So.
People are going, what? Yeah, he actually was running the chain game. Florida Atlantic plays in Illinois tomorrow. Maryland plays in Michigan State. Louisiana Tech is at Nebraska tomorrow. The two big ones from the conference, Ohio State playing at Notre Dame. That's an NBC game that kicks off at 6:30. Iowa playing at Penn State tomorrow. And then Akron playing in Indiana. Minnesota and in Evanston to take on Northwestern tomorrow. And that will round out the Big Ten. I know it's weird. It's a Friday, but you know what? The night is still young, and you can go home and celebrate a Badger victory. We will talk to you in 2 weeks. Badgers victorious tonight by a score of 38-17. For those of you who want more Badger coverage, stay with us. We're going to be here for a while longer tonight in Madison on 1310 WIBA in Milwaukee on 97.3 The Game. And for the rest of you, you can continue listening to one of those stations on the iHeartRadio app. Again, the final tonight from West Lafayette. The Badgers fly home happy as they knock off Purdue by a score of 38-17. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silver. Alongside Nick Brusewitz, I'm Tim Scott, reminding you to join us in 2 weeks when the Badgers take on the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers. Once again, the final from West Lafayette. The Badgers win their Big Ten opener tonight, 38-17. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favit Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
ABC News.